Thank you, everybody, for joining us. My name is David Tay. I'm the curator of the exhibition in the second exhibition space, Misfits. I've also had the great pleasure of sort of co-organizing this series of discourse programs in conjunction with the two exhibitions, Misfits and the Tigers Show. It falls to me to introduce this afternoon's session. I will start by just very briefly introducing both of the speakers so that we can have the two presentations consecutively. The first speaker is Hongku Han, who teaches in the Department of Liberal Arts in Sung Kong Hall University in Seoul, South Korea. He's a graduate of the Department of National History at Seoul National University and obtained his PhD from Washington, at the University of Washington in the United States. He's one of the most prominent activist scholars in South Korea today and a popular interpreter of South Korean history to a wide audience. Through numerous books, including his four-volume History of South Korea, and The Judiciary, The History of Those Under the Rule of Law, he has explored the violent and traumatic aspects of life under military dictatorship, interrogating their causes and bringing the victims' stories to light. I understand he's also been a participant in the National Truth and Reconciliation process in the 2000s. Park Chan-kyong is probably known to most of you. He's an artist and filmmaker based in Seoul. Both his fine art and film works primarily focus on the Cold War and the division of Korea. Since 2008, he's created photographs, video, and film works discussing Korea's native religion and shamanism. Recently, his work's been shown in solo exhibitions at Tina Kim Gallery in New York City, Innova in London. Former exhibitions include Shindo-an at the Atelier Hermes in Seoul and Red Cat in Los Angeles. In 2014, he was also artistic director for the 8th SEMA Biennale Media City Seoul. His works have been exhibited at international venues such as the Taipei Biennale, the National Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art in Gwacheon, Korea, as well as the exhibition Animism in Seoul and the Korean Film Festival in Washington, D.C. I would also like to welcome Christina Yun Arnoldi, who will be our interpreter for the session for the Q&A afterwards. She'll do consecutive translations. Hongku. Thank you.